Greetings to each one this morning in Jesus' name. It is a joy to serve the Lord, and just this morning I was reminded of that again. I was out early, and just as it was getting daylight, and it is a joy to serve the Lord. Well, this is Levi Stalsus this morning. And I just would like to share with you just some thoughts that were going through my mind. It's just a few brief thoughts, but I trust it will encourage you. I was just challenged this past week with the making decisions and the consequences of making a decision. In Luke 14, it reads it this way: if any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whosoever doeth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first, counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it. It gives a word picture there of doing a project. And first of all, we sit down, we see if we have the finances to do the project. And then before that, it gives us the picture of we need to, when we follow Christ, we need to lay everything down to follow him. It's not saying that we need to turn our backs and we can no longer have that relationship with our mother, father, but it is laying them on the altar to follow Christ. And I know we had to do that. We had to make a decision, and it did cost us some family. Some of our family, when we decided to follow Christ, they now have turned their backs towards us and don't want to associate with us, but that's okay. So it was a choice we had to make. And as I thought of choices, I was just reminded of that this week again. We have planted a few fruit trees here in our backyard last spring. So this spring there's little peaches on the trees. And just this week I went out and I noticed on the peaches there's looks like a there might be some sort of bugs in the peaches. And while growing up, we had an orchard. And the first thing we would have done is we would have brought out the chemical sprays, and my father would have sprayed them. But me and my wife, we have decided to try to be more organic with our approach on our fruit trees. And I'm not here in any way promoting organic versus chemical, but the reason we have gotten to that place is it was a choice. We made a choice to do that, and it was because of a past experience. Here a number of years ago, my wife was very ill, and she was even to the point where we weren't sure if she was going to live much longer. She went through some very... As a family, we went through some very trying times with that. So we made a choice to, now that she's feeling much better, to try to be more careful with our chemicals that we have. And that's just the point that I want to make is, if you make a choice, there's consequences that will follow. That is the whole point of this message. There's consequences that will follow. Our choice was to go a little more organic with our gardening and orchard. Therefore, I can't just grab the chemical spray and just give it a good spray and it's all taken care of. I have to find ways to use the organic dust and even just work more with the soil. So that was a choice that we made. And with that choice came consequences. So I was just reminded of that again, as following Christ is a choice. We need to decide if we want to worship Him and honor Him and glorify Him. Our ultimate reason for being on this earth is to worship and glorify God, because that's what we'll be doing in heaven. So, Lord, bless each one of you, and may He just guide you today in the name of Christ. Thank you for listening.